It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsberg, and content manager for the WEKU stations. We had a couple of more comments in response to Sherry Lawson's story following the first anniversary of the Ark Encounter Noah's Ark Park. You can see them for yourself on the website, but a couple of highlights. Mark comments, "Why is it always banjo music that's performed? Even in the bluegrass state, that sounds racist to call it banjo music. Live music is the correct term that should be used." A writer identifying as Antithochrist commented, "This fairly non-critical piece ignores a huge arc-sized underperforming elephant in the room. It sounds like the Williamstown mayor and quite possibly the city council isn't willing to admit that Williamstown has been taken in by a world-class snake oil salesman, Ken Ham." Now we come to Marvin from Lawrenceburg. First, let me say we're grateful for his 1,500-plus word email, which, by the way, he says is part one. We won't be able to use much of it in what remains of this week's 1 minute and 55-second feedback segment, but hopefully we'll come back to it. Let me zero in on a couple of issues, namely the holes he's noticed in NPR news magazines. The fact is, the formats for Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and Here and Now are designed to leave room for local information so each station can customize the shows and provide local news and other segments. The idea is that the shows are really co-productions of NPR and the stations, ideally to better serve our local audiences. As for the Associated Press News is supported by credits, they are frankly our way of paying for the use of the AP. One way we're trying to be frugal in the use of our limited funds. Thanks again, Marvin, for the feedback. I'll sincerely look forward to part two. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time, WEKU at EKU.edu. Post on Facebook or send a tweet. We'll leave a voice message, 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 88.9 WEKU.